With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. The memory of September 11, 2001 is etched in our collective memory as a nation. And as we mark the 15th anniversary of that horrific day, on today's program we'll listen to sacred music of remembrance, comfort, and hope. Works by Mendelssohn, Phillips, Durufle, Croft, and others, including a haunting requiem by English composer James Whitburn. We'll begin with organ music of Harold Dark, who was longtime organist of St. Michael's Cornhill in London. Elegy is performed by Murray Forbes Somerville on the Fisk organ at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville. Murray Forbes Somerville performed Elegy by Harold Dark on the organ of Covenant Presbyterian Church in Nashville. The Psalms have for centuries provided words of strength and comfort in difficult times, and among the most beloved of these is Psalm 90. Isaac Watts paraphrased this psalm into his hymn, O God, Our Help in Ages Past, paired with the tune St. Anne by William Croft. We'll hear it in a splendid arrangement by John Rutter, who leads the Cambridge Singers in this performance.
Thank you.
The Cambridge Singers, accompanied by John Scott and the City of London Sinfonia Brass, performed O God, Our Help in Ages Past, arranged by John Rutter. On September 4, 2016, Mother Teresa of Calcutta was canonized as a saint in the Roman Catholic Church following a 19-year process since her death in 1997. In recognition of this event, our next selection is a setting of a poem written by her. Composer Elizabeth Atkinson has set Fruits of the Selfless Heart, which we'll hear performed by the Pike Corps from Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. Sandra Peter directs. Fruits of the Selfless Heart by Elizabeth Atkinson was sung by the Pike Corps from Luther College, directed by Sandra Peter. It set words by Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who was canonized as a saint on September 4th. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The next portion of our program today will be devoted to a live recording of the Requiem Canticorum, or Requiem Canticles, by English composer James Whitburn. Whitburn established himself as a composer early on in his studies at Magdalen College, Oxford, and later as a composer and producer for the BBC. Composed in 2010 and scored for choir, organ, and soprano saxophone, Requiem Canticorum conveys a haunting quality. Though it's not a full requiem, it sets several texts associated with the Requiem Mass. We'll listen to the five movements, Introit, Pie Jesu, Alleluia, De Profundis, and Lux Aeterna, performed by the Minnesota-based ensemble Monium Corum. Mark Stover is artistic director. Requiem Canticorum by James Whitburn on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you.
The five movements of Requiem Cantacorum by James Whitburn were performed by Monium Corum under the direction of Mark Stover. Kurt Clausen played soprano saxophone, and Timothy Strand played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A most poignant piece for organ and cello is next. Craig Phillips composed A Song Without Words as an elegy for his brother who died at a young age. We'll hear it performed by the composer with cellist John Waltz.
Thank you.
A Song Without Words for Organ and Cello, composed by Craig Phillips. John Walsh was cellist in this recording, with a composer at the organ. Many pieces have been composed in the past 15 years, honoring those who perished in the horror of the events of September 11, 2001. Our next selection is dedicated to the children of the victims of 9/11. Roger Ames wrote Choral Reflection on Amazing Grace in 2004, on a commission from James Jordan and the Williamson Choir of Westminster Choir College. In addition to variations on the traditional text and tune, the piece also incorporates the text of the Kyrie Eleison, which is then combined with the Amazing Grace text and tune. We'll listen to a performance by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson conducts and Deborah Thorison accompanies. The Atlanta Master Chorale performed Choral Reflection on Amazing Grace by Roger Ames. They were led by conductor Eric Nelson. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another piece inspired by the events of September 11th is next, and has a rather unusual genesis. Composer Andrew Clarkson was inspired by two events he experienced within the first couple of weeks following 9/11. The first was on a hymn-singing mission with a Boston choir, which traveled to New York to sing for firemen at the stations that were most affected by the events of 9/11. At one station, he observed a fireman descending partway down a long flight of stairs, listening transfixed. It turned out the fireman was the captain of the station and had been in the basement of the North Tower when the South Tower collapsed. He escaped alive without understanding how. On returning to Boston, Mr. Clarkson was struck by the scripture reading for the following Sunday, the story of Jacob's ladder stretching from earth to heaven and with angels ascending and descending. The image struck him in a new way in light of the vision of the fireman in New York and became a lens through which to see the stairways of 9/11. He was thus inspired to compose an arrangement of We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder, which we'll hear performed in live concert by The Alternatives, led by the composer. Andrew Clarkson led the Alternatives in his own arrangement of We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder, dedicated to the firefighters who so bravely served on September 11, 2001. Felix Mendelssohn's anthem, Verleih uns Frieden, is a prayer for peace, literally a translation of Dona Nobis Pacem, or Grant Us Peace. With a simple but eloquent melody, it's among the loveliest short choral pieces in Mendelssohn's output. We'll hear a sensitive and moving performance of it by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum from Rochester, New York. Stephen Kennedy directs.
Thank you.
Stephen Kennedy led the Christ Church Schola Cantorum from Rochester, New York, in Verleih uns Frieden by Felix Mendelssohn. Music which points us heavenward is next, the concluding movement in Paradisum from the Requiem Opus 9 by 20th century master Maurice Durufle. We hear the voices of Ascension Chorus and Orchestra under the direction of Dennis Keane. In Paradisum from the Requiem Opus 9 by Maurice Durufle, Dennis Keane led the voices of Ascension Chorus and Orchestra in that performance. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the 15th anniversary of the tragic events of September 11th, 2001. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be meaningful and comforting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.